Surgically assisted maxillary expansion is an important tool for treatment of transverse problems in non-growing patients. There's continued disagreement among surgeons regarding which bone cuts are critical and whether the pterygoid plates need to be separated. CT imaging is a tool that allows better examination and classification of the changes that occur with surgically assisted expansion, and it can potentially improve our evidence base for decision making. One study that may provide some objective information was recently published in the July 2010 issue of the Triple O. The study is from Brazil and is titled Classification of Mid-Palatal Suture Opening After Surgically Assisted Rapid Maxillary Expansion Using Computed Tomography. This was a retrospective study of 70 patients over the age of 18 that had undergone a surgically assisted procedure. The actual expansion appliance was either a Haas or a Hyrax type expander attached to first premolars and first molars. The unique thing about this group is that they had a medical CT image of the palate taken just before expansion and then again right at the completion of activation. The surgical procedure was the same for all patients and consisted of a subtotal Lafort 1 with separation of the pterygoid plates. The post-expansion CT images were examined to classify the expansion as either type 1, which was expansion all the way from ANS to PNS, or type 2, which was expansion from ANS to the transverse palatine suture, but limited or no expansion from there back to PNS. What would be your guess about how the expansion takes place? Remember, the surgeon in this case made a distinct attempt to separate the pterygoid plates during surgery. Well, in spite of this attempt, only one-third of the subjects had separation of the mid-palatal suture from ANS to PNS, what the authors classified as type 1. The other two-thirds had the type 2 expansion, with separation from ANS back to the transverse palatine suture, and little or no expansion posterior to the transverse suture. At this point, we don't know the clinical ramifications of getting type 1 versus type 2 expansion. We could theorize that perhaps the long-term stability would be better if there was clear separation from ANS to PNS, but it's just speculation at present. What we do know is that with surgically assisted expansion, sutural separation posterior to the transverse suture is not predictable, with only one-third of subjects getting clear separation in that area. We also know that the expander design does not seem to be a critical factor, at least when comparing a Haas versus Hyrax device. For more information about the sutural outcome of surgically assisted maxillary expansion, look for this article in the July 2010 issue of Oral Surgery, Oral Medicine, Oral Pathology, Oral Radiology, and Endodontology.